为别人祷告。
But we must also pray for others.
那要有感谢。
And we must also have thanksgiving.
那我们经常在提到说我们要为某某人代祷。
And then sometimes we talk about how we have to pray for certain people.
那代祷这个事情好像是一个关经常听到的事情呢。
And praying for others seems to be a very common topic.
但是代祷它的实质的意义到底是什么？
But what is the actual purpose of intercession?
我们来看一些实际上的例子啊，我们来看看代祷是什么意思。
Let's look at some practical examples as to what intercession is.
请看马可福音。
Please turn to Mark.
马可福音第一章二十九节。
Mark chapter 1 verse 29.
马可福音第一章二十九节。
Mark chapter 1 verse 29.
他们一出会堂，就同着雅各、约翰进了西门和安德烈的家。三十节。
30.
西门的岳母正害热病躺着，就有人告诉耶稣。主耶稣到了西门的岳母家去访问。
And Jesus Christ went to visit Simon's wife's mother's house.
西门的岳母呢，躺在因为发高烧啊，就躺在床上。
And because Simon's mother-in-law had a fever, she was laying on the bed.
那她或许啊，还不知道耶稣来。
And perhaps she did not know that Jesus had come.
但是一些知道的人呢，就告诉耶稣说，彼得岳母啊，她发高烧。
But those who knew told Jesus that Simon's mother-in-law was sick with a fever.
那主耶稣是不是不知道？彼得的岳母发高烧呢。
And is it that Jesus did not know that his mother-in-law had a fever?
主耶稣当知道啊，主耶稣是无所不知的神呢。
And of course Jesus knew because he is an all-knowing God.
那是不是主耶稣要有人告诉他，他才知道？
And is it that Jesus needed someone to tell him in order for him to know?
不是这样子。
It's not so.
主耶稣是要我们跟他之间呢有个对话。
But rather, Jesus wants some kind of communication between us and him.
就好像昨天梁传道的勉励一样。
And just like Pastor Liang's encouragement yesterday.
就神要我们呢是一个真心呢跟他对话。
That what God wants is a true heart from us to communicate with him.
所以这些人呢就告诉着为了彼得岳母的事情来告诉耶稣。
And so these people came to Jesus to tell him about Simon's mother-in-law.
求耶稣来医治他。
To ask Jesus to heal her.
那只要是没有关心的话，这些人就不会去告诉耶稣了。
And if they didn't care, then they would not have told Jesus.
反正他躺在床上休息也是很好的事情呢。
Because it's good for her to rest on the bed anyways.
就让他多多休息吧。
And just to let her have more rest.
但是这些人呢，非常的关心彼得的岳母。
But these people truly cared about Simon's mother-in-law.
所以他们就主动了来告诉耶稣。
And so they actively came and told Jesus.
好，我们再紧看一个例子。
Let's look at another example.
路加福音第七章。
Luke chapter 7.
路加福音第七章第一节。
Luke chapter 7 verse 1.
路加福音七章的第一节。
Luke 7:1.
耶稣对百姓讲完了这一切的话，就进了加百农。第二节。
2.
有一个百夫长所宝贵的仆人害病快要死了。第三节。
3.
百夫长风闻耶稣的事，就要托犹太人的几个长老去求耶稣来做他的仆人。这边说有一个百夫长所喜欢、所爱、所宝贵的仆人。
And here mentions a certain centurion servant who was dear to him.
他生病了，已经快要没指望了。
And he was sick, almost to the point of hopelessness.
百夫长是他的主人，他听到耶稣能够医治病人。
And the centurion was this servant's master, and he heard that Jesus can heal the sick.
而且耶稣快要经过这个地方了。
And he heard that Jesus was coming through.
所以他就托几个人去求耶稣来医治他的仆人。
And so he asked several people to go and ask Jesus to come and heal his servant.
或者这个百夫长的仆人对耶稣的事情一点概念都没有。
And perhaps the centurion's servant had no idea about Jesus Christ.
而且这个百夫长仆人或许已经病得奄奄一息已经没有神智了。
And perhaps the centurion's servant already was sick to the point that he had no more reason.
百夫长仆人他就不能够去求耶稣来医治他。
And so the centurion servant cannot ask God himself, ask Jesus himself.
但是这位百夫长呢，他很有爱心啊，他主动的去告诉耶稣，去求耶稣。
But the centurion had a lot of love, and he himself went to ask Jesus Christ.
为什么呢？
And why is it so?
因为这个仆人是他所宝贵的。
Because the servant was dear to him.
他很关心他，平常就很喜欢这个人呢。
And he was very caring about him, and he often loved this person.
所以一听到有消息，一听到南边，假设说当时还没有耶稣来以前，他一听到南边的医生比较好，他一定是马上送他的仆人去那边医治。
And if Jesus Christ had not yet come by, and yet he had heard of some other kind of doctor, he would have brought him to the doctor also.
他知道耶稣以后，他就来求耶稣。
And because he heard about Jesus Christ, and he came to ask Jesus.
所以这个就是代祷了，代求。
And this is what intercession is.
要带他的仆人来求耶稣。
And to ask on behalf of his servant.
他带求背后的原动力就是爱呀，就是爱他的仆人。
And the moving factor behind this intercession is love.
我们看看这个 value highly 就是宝贵中的宝贵。
And this is something that's very highly valued.
所以他是很爱、很疼爱这个仆人。
And so we see that he truly loved his servant.
那事实上圣经所记载的第一位代祷的先知啊是谁呢？就是亚伯拉罕。
And the first intercession that we've seen in the Bible is Abraham.
我们请看创世纪。
Let's turn to Genesis.
创世纪二十章。
Genesis chapter 20.
第七节。
Verse 7.
创世纪二十章第七节。
Genesis chapter 20, verse 7.
现在你把这人的妻子还给他，因为他是先知啊，就是亚伯拉罕。他要为你祷告，使你存活。你若不归还他，你当知道，你和你所有的人都必要死。这个时候呢，亚伯拉罕他们聚集在基大尔的地方。
And at this time, Abraham had gone to Gerar.
那因为亚比米勒就娶了亚伯拉罕的妻子。
And because Abimelech took his Sarah his wife.
神为了要阻挡亚比米勒他犯罪啊，使这个不幸的事情啊避免发生。
And so God wanted to stop Abimelech from sinning.
所以神就在梦中啊警告亚比米勒，你不能够亲近他。
And that's why God came to warn Abimelech in the dream.
那同时也告诉他。说你要把这个人呢还给亚伯拉罕。
And he said, you have to restore this woman to Abraham.
因为他是先知，他为你祷告。
And then because he's a prophet, he will pray for you.
那祷告以后呢，你就可以存活。
And after he prays, then you will live.
所以从这边我们可以看到代祷的功用是什么。
And from here we can see what is the actual effect of intercession prayer.
那代祷的力量又是什么？
And what is the power of intercessory prayer?
代祷的力量可以使亚比米勒呢存活。
And the power of intercessory prayer can allow Abimelech to live.
亚比米勒啊，他可能不会祷告啊。
And Abimelech perhaps did not know how to pray himself.
亚比米勒他可能以前啊没有跟神接触过。
And perhaps he had no relationship with God before.
他不知道这个神到底是谁啊。
And he did not know who God was, is.
但是呢，亚伯拉罕可以替他祷告。
But then Abraham could pray for him.
那祷告结果，他就会存活了。
And the result of the prayer is that he will live.
但是亚伯拉罕替亚比米勒祷告，亚比米勒他也要做一些事情呢。
But even though Abraham was going to pray for Abimelech, but Abimelech had to do some things.
啊，他不是躺着不动啊，他不是什么事情都不做的。
And it wasn't that he just sat around and did nothing.
所以他要把他的把撒旦呢还给亚伯拉罕。
But rather, he had to return Sarah to Abraham.
这是他的工作。
And this was his work.
所以从这边我们可以很清楚看得到，这被代祷的对象，他也要做些什么事情呢？
And so from here, we can clearly see that those who are being prayed for must do something.
代祷是很重要，可以产生力量。
And even though intercessory prayer is very important, it has a lot of power.
可以使一个人存活。
And it can allow someone to live.
就是说本来是要死的。
And someone who was about to die.
本来是要受咒诅的。
Someone who was going to be punished.
本来是要受惩罚的。
And someone who was going to be cursed.
本来是没有指望的。
And someone who had no hope.
但是经过祷告以后呢，经过代祷以后，就有指望，就可以存活下来。
But after intercession, then this person, they have hope and they can live.
所以主耶稣在世上啊，医治病人的时候。
And so when Jesus was on this earth and he was healing the sick.
然后主耶稣他有信心呢。
And Jesus Christ, he had the faith.
那主耶稣他有能力。
And he had the power.
但是主耶稣呢，他告诉那个受医治的人呢，说什么？
But what did he tell those who were to be healed?
说按照你的信心成全呢。
But he said it will be granted to you according to your faith.
不是按照我的信心呢，主耶稣有信心呢，主耶稣有能力。
And it's not according to my faith because Jesus Christ had the faith. He had the power.
主耶稣要帮助他是按照他的信心。
But the, it was according to the faith of those who he was to help.
说一样的道理，受帮助的对象他也有信心呢。
And likewise, those who are to receive the intercessory prayer, they must have faith.
那他也要有一些事情来配合。
And they must also do certain things to go along.
那以前在飞龙教会有位弟兄啊。
And there's a brother in Philly Church.
这位弟兄他本身呢是小儿科医生。
And this brother himself was a pediatrician.
后来他的小孩呢得到血癌。
And then later on, his children received leukemia.
哦，他们。哎，很伤心呢、啊。
And they were very sad.
尤其是做妈妈的人呐、啊，大概每天都流眼泪。
And the mother cried every day.
那教会的弟兄姐妹呢，也很同情他们。
And the brothers and sisters of the church were also very concerned.
所以教会呢，就宣布啊，禁食祷告。
And so the church announced that we were going to fast and pray.
每个礼拜六中午啊，全部的信徒啊，禁食祷告。
That every Saturday, every Sabbath lunch, everyone was going to fast and pray.
祷告呢，不是在会堂祷告。
And we weren't praying in the chapel.
到楼上祷告。
But we went upstairs to pray.
为什么要到楼上祷告呢？
And why do we go upstairs to pray?
楼上祷告，你要爬几个阶梯啊。
And because if you go upstairs to pray, you must actually climb some stairs.
你要走路上去。
You have to walk up there.
在会堂的话，有时候是刚好顺便经过会堂，看到大家在祷告，不好意思也要进来祷告一下子的。
And if you just prayed in the chapel, then perhaps you were just walking by, and then because you felt embarrassed, then you went in and prayed.
看到大家在不吃饭，在禁食祷告，你也不好意思吃饭了啊，来凑凑热闹来祷告。
Because as you walk by, then you see that other people are praying, and so you don't dare to go eat, and so you just come in and pray.
但是到楼上就是表示你的决心了，看你是不是真心帮助这个病人祷告。
But then if you go upstairs, then it's seeing if, whether or not you have that true heart to pray for this sick person.
感谢神啊，很多人呢都上去楼上。啊，禁食祷告。
And thank God that many people actually went upstairs to pray.
结果呢，这个孩子啊，主耶稣就医治他，怜悯他。
And then Jesus Christ had mercy on this child and healed him.
本来是没有指望的，他父亲呢是小儿科医生啊，都没有办法。
And before he had no hope because even though his father was a pediatrician, but yet there was no hope.
啊，现在这个孩子呢很健康啊。
And now this child is very well.
所以代祷的力量可以使他存活。
And so we see that the prayer, a fasting prayer, can allow this person to live.
那事实上，亚伯拉罕他还是很会帮不认识的人代祷。
And we see that Abraham was also very able to pray for those he did not know.
所以神称他为代祷的先知。
And that's why God called him a prophet of intercession.
我们请看创世纪。
Let's turn to Genesis.
创世纪十八章。
Genesis chapter 18.
三十二节。
Verse 32.
十八章三十二节
Chapter 18 verse 32
亚伯拉罕说求主不要动怒我再说一次假若在那里建有十个呢他说为了这十个的缘故我也不毁灭那城三十三节
33
神与亚伯拉罕说完的话就走了亚伯拉罕也回到自己的地方去了神现在毁灭索多玛跟俄摩拉这两个城市
And God was to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
他就先告诉他的好朋友亚伯拉罕。
But then God first told his good friend Abraham.
亚伯拉罕知道以后呢
？And then after Abraham found out.
他要求神啊，说神啊，假设有五十个人，你要毁灭吗
？And he asked God, well, if there were 50 people there, would you destroy it?
这些人呢、啊，亚伯拉罕他都不认识。
And all these 50 he would not have known.
啊，跟他一点关系都没有。
And they had no relationship with Abraham.
啊，除了他的侄儿以外啊。
And other than his nephew.
那他就一直求啊，从五十个求到第十啊十个。
And he continued to ask until he got from 50 to 10.
我们请看三十二节啊。
Let's look at verse 32.
他求主不要动怒啊。
And he asked God not to be angry.
意思就是说他宁可说，假设神要动怒的话，他也没有办法，他还是要求。
Which means that even though God would get angry, then he would still ask.
神要动怒的话，你就动怒，我还是要继续来替这些人来代祷。
Saying that, Lord, even if you were to get angry, I still would like to pray for these people.
他宁可牺牲自己啊。
And he'd rather sacrifice himself.
宁可牺牲自己的好处。
To sacrifice his own benefits.
牺牲自己的时间。
And sacrifice his own time.
牺牲自己的体力。
And his own efforts.
他来帮助不认识的人来祷告。
And to pray for those he did not know.
那祷告以后呢？33节说。
And after he prayed, verse 33 says.
神就离开了，亚伯拉罕也回自己的地方去了。
It says that the Lord went his way, and then Abraham also returned to his place.
祷告完以后，神走他的路，亚伯拉罕也走他的路。
And after they prayed, then Abraham went his way, and the Lord went his way.
就是祷告完以后，再接下来所要看的就是看什么？看神跟。住在索多玛跟俄摩拉城市的人两者之间的互动。
And what does this mean? It means that after the prayer, then it was up to between God and the people of Sodom and Gomorrah.
我们刚刚讲过，被带导的人也要做什么？
And just now we mentioned that those who is receiving the benefits of intercessory prayer has to also do something.
所以，假如这两个城市的人没有悔改，神还是要毁灭啊。
So if these people in Sodom and Gomorrah did not repent, then God would still destroy them.
他们假设悔改的话，那神就按照亚伯兰所祈求的，就不毁灭了。
But if they repented, then God would do according to what Abraham had asked for, and he would not destroy them.
但是呢，亚伯罗罕他做了他应该要做的事情。
And Abraham did what he was supposed to do.
啊，就是代祷啊。
Which is to pray for another.
我们再请看一个故事啊，约伯。
And let's look at another story about Job.
约伯记。
Let's turn to Job.
42章。
Job chapter 42.
约伯记42章。
Job chapter 42.
第八节。
Verse
8. 现在你们要取七只公牛、七只公羊到我仆人约伯那里去，为自己献上燔祭。我的仆人约伯就为你们祈祷。我因悦纳他，就不按你们的欲望办你们。我们再请看第十节。
Also verse 10.
约伯记42章第十节。
Chapter 42 verse 10.
约伯为他的朋友祈祷，神就是约伯从苦境转回，并且神赐福给他的比他从前所有的加倍。约伯替他三位朋友祷告。
And Job prayed for his three friends.
这三位朋友现在可能是变成他心目中很不喜欢的人了。
And perhaps these three friends have become someone, people that he did not like anymore.
因为这三个人一直责备他。
Because these three people continue to rebuke him.
一直批评他，你可能是犯罪啊，你家里的人犯罪啊，不是你犯罪，就是你的子女犯罪，所以你今天才会有这种结果。
And they continue to criticize Job and say that perhaps you had sin, or if not you, then maybe your children. That's why you had these losses.
约伯他听得很烦呢。
And Job was very frustrated.
啊，这个时候呢，神却是告诉约伯你要为这三个人祷告。
But yet God told Job that he had to pray for these three friends.
为不喜欢的人祷告。
To pray for people he did not like.
但是很奇妙。
But it was very miraculous.
祷告以后发生什么事情呢
？What happened after the prayer？
第十节说啊，约伯为他朋友祷告以后，神就使约伯从苦境中转回。
And verse 10 says, and the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends.
约伯的故事我们都很清楚。
And we're all very familiar with the story of Job.
约伯从苦境中转回的转捩点在哪里呢
？And what's the turning point from Job's losses？
不是神可怜他。
It's not that God had mercy on him.
是因为他替他的朋友祷告
，But because he prayed for his friends，
说替朋友祷告的结果自己得好处。
So when you pray for your friends, then you also will receive benefits.
神的加倍祝福他。
And God also blessed him twice as before.
所以大家想要从神那边得到恩典的话，最好的办法就是替别人祷告。
And so if you want to receive benefits from God, then the best way to do this is to pray for others.
你看，我现在的功课都怎么念不好呢？
And if you wonder why is it that I cannot study well?
不要求说神啊，你使我的功课好一点呢。
Don't pray to say, God, please help my study become better.
神啊，你使他的功课好一点。
But rather pray that God increase the studying of somebody else.
那替别人祷告，神就加倍祝福你。你本来是 C 的话，现在就跳到 Grade A 呀。
And if you pray for others, then God will bless you. Perhaps if you had a C before, you now have A.
因为神加倍祝福你们，跳过，跳级啊，跳过 B 到 A。
And then if because God will bless you in multiples, and so you'll jump over to B and just go straight to the A's.
你假如是上班的话，哎，我现在事情不大顺利。
Or if you're working and you're saying that right now the job is not very smooth.
老板最近怎么都对我不好了？
And why is my boss treating me badly these few weeks?
不加给我薪水。
And they do not give me any raise.
不要为自己祷告，先为别人祷告。
And don't pray for yourself first, but pray for others.
哦，教会有很多人需要祷告的人呢。
There's a lot of people in the church that needs prayer.
你想一想。
Just think about it.
很多人在痛苦中呢。
There's a lot of people in suffering.
很多人在失望中。
And a lot of people in hopelessness.
很多人在沮丧中。
And a lot of people are just very depressed.
很可怜啊，在生病呢。
And they're very pitiful and they're sick.
那些人是真的，我们需要去帮助他，替他祷告。
And these are the people that we truly need to go and pray for.
那以色列百姓呢？我们知道神经常差遣先知啊，来警告以色列百姓。
And we know that God often sent prophets to go and warn His people, the Israelites.
然后先知的目的啊，就是代祷。
And the purpose of these prophets is to pray, to make intercessory prayer.
但是有时候神会很奇怪啊，说哎。怎么都没有人在代祷呢？
But sometimes God will feel very strange. Why is it that no one is praying for another?
我们请看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书。
The book of Isaiah.
五十九章。
Verse 15, chapter 59.
十六节。
Verse 16.
以赛亚书五十九章十六节。
Isaiah chapter 59, verse 16.
十六节。
16.
他见无人拯救，无人代求，甚为诧异，就用自己的膀臂施行拯救与公义，扶持自己。哎，我们不代求的话，神一点都不受损伤啊。
And if we don't pray for others, God will not suffer any loss.
神只是很诧异而已的。
Rather, God will just be very surprised.
哎呀，你们这些人怎么那么没有爱心呢
？And he will wonder why is it that you do not have much love.
但是呢，这不损伤神的能力。
But then this does not diminish God's power.
你不代求的话，神自然知道他的困难。
And even if you don't pray for others, then God still knows that person's troubles.
神自然知道他的需要。
And God still knows their needs.
神要伸出他能力的膀臂去帮助他。
And God will stretch forth His own arm and bring salvation to them.
但是我们呢？我们失去了双倍的福分呢
？But then for us, we would lose out on the double blessings.
因为帮助别人代祷了，你可以得到双倍福分。
Because if you pray for others, then you can receive double blessings.
所以我们要帮助别人代祷。
And so we must pray for others.
最后再请看雅各书。
Lastly, let's look at James.
雅各书第五章。
James chapter 5.
十六节。
Verse 16.
雅各书五章十六节。
James chapter 5, verse 16.
所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。雅各书五章十六节。
James chapter 5 verse 16。
要互相代求。
We must pray for one another.
但是代求以前呢，要互相认罪的。
But before we pray for one another, we must confess our trespasses to one another.
认罪啊，祷告才有功效。
And only if we recognize our own sins will our prayer be effective.
那大家有没有去参观过水库呢
？And have we all been to a waterfall?
我们这附近大概最有名的是胡佛水坝，是吧 ？Hoover Dam.
Oh, have you ever been to a dam? There's a Hoover Dam.
啊，是在要进入念华大州跟。Arizona 的交界。
And it's between Arizona and Colorado.
Nevada.
Nevada.
这个地理还要学习学习。好，那个水坝呢？你看，水坝就是一道墙啊，把水堵住。
And if you look at the dam, it's just a wall that's blocking the water.
那个墙堵住的结果呢，水就不下去啊。
And because of this wall, then the water cannot flow down.
可是当嘴巴一破以后，你看水在冰冰，就很多就下去了。
But then if you see the after the wall falls down, then the water will just flow.
所以我们心中只要是跟神之间有一道墙的话。
And so if our hearts have the wall between us and God,
水就不能进来，就是圣灵就不能进来到我们心中了。
Then the water will not be able to flow, and the Holy Spirit cannot enter into our hearts.
可是当这道墙被打破以后，水就很自然的就马上进来。
But after you break this wall, then the Holy Spirit will very easily come in.
因为圣灵是应许的。
Because the Holy Spirit is the promised thing.
你看小孩子也会有啊。
And you see the children, they even can receive it.
啊，不管肤色，不管什么人种，都会。
And it doesn't matter what race you are, but everyone will receive the Holy Spirit.
所以我们想想这道墙是什么？
And so if we think about it, what is this wall?
我们靠着神，祷告神啊，求主耶稣来指示我们这道墙是什么？
And when we pray, we must ask God to reveal to us what this wall is.
然后把这道墙打破，靠着神的力量。
And then we must, with the help of God, break down this wall.
打破以后，圣灵就充满。
And after we break down this wall, then we will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那你这个感觉得到了，哇，那个打破以后，神的灵啊就充满自己啊。
And if you feel that you've broken this wall, then you can actually feel the Holy Spirit fill you.
所以互相代求以前要彼此认罪。
And so before we pray for one another, we must confess our sins to one another.
就可以得到医治。
And then we can be healed.
那我们那就是凭着爱心，凭着信心呢，来互相代求。
And so according to our faith and our love, let's pray for one another.
我们还有几个人还没有得到圣灵。
And we have several people who have not received the Holy Spirit.
想一想啊，受接受代祷的对象，想想啊，我们心中啊，是不是有一道墙
？And for those who are receiving the intercessory prayer, think about whether or not there's a wall in your heart.
帮助别人祷告的人，我们也想一想哈，我们帮助他们祷告的话，可以得双倍的福分。
And for those who are praying for others, we must remember that we will receive double blessings if we pray for others.
好。